is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones has been ordered to sell his personal assets. It's to begin to repay parents of children who were killed in the 2012 Sandy Hook school massacre. Jones has repeatedly labeled that a hoax. More from CBS's Omar Villafranca.
The decision will also force Jones to auction off his jewelry and gun collection. An attorney for Jones said $2 million is already sitting in escrow for the families after Jones sold a Texas ranch. While in court, another episode of the Alex Jones Show aired on Infowars.com, the platform where Jones spread his conspiracy theories. The judge ruled that the company doesn't have to liquidate its assets, but that Jones will not control the money.
The Supreme Court has struck down a ban on devices that turn firearms into much more powerful weapons. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
It's important to keep in mind that the original ban on bump stocks was initiated by the Trump administration after the Las Vegas mass shooting. The Biden administration wanted to keep the ban in place, and a number of states have banned them under state law. Now, the Supreme Court has lifted the ban under federal law.
Flooding is starting to recede in South Florida after persistent storms dumped up to 20 inches of rain on the region in the past few days. CBS News Miami's Peter Dench has been talking with some residents to see how they're doing.
Miami-Dade Fire Rescue says it has responded to 17 calls for evacuations from the flooding this week, four of them from homes and the rest from people, installed cars, and others stranded. Fire Rescue says they have helped at least 40 people. Dania Laura lives on this street and is overwhelmed.
I've been here 9 years and this has never happened. I have to go to work and I'm trying to protect us from the water. The water came in through the patio and the house is flooded.
The city's mayor says planned events this weekend celebrating Juneteenth cannot be held.
No arrests yet for the mass shootings in Akron, Ohio last Saturday night at a street party, killing one man, injuring 28 others. So now Mayor Shamus Malik says all Juneteenth celebrations this weekend are canceled.
Today, the city of Akron is canceling large gatherings on public property this weekend due to concerns raised by a number of city council members.
Greg Saber for CBS News, Akron, Ohio.
Norfolk, Virginia has repealed a 45-year-old ban on palm reading and clairvoyance for money. Officials haven't said why they revoked the ordinance, which was no longer being enforced. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
DQ presents how to enjoy the three best cookies at the same time. First, grab the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard from DQ. Then dig into Oreo, Chips Ahoy, and Nutter Butter. And last but not least, repeat, because the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard packs all three into one powerhouse of a treat, so you can enjoy the best cookie trifecta in every red spoonful. Hurry in for a taste today. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
If you're into riveting crime series, Hulu has what you want to see this month. Stream Mastermind, To Think Like a Killer, the story of the woman who invented modern serial killer profiling. Then get your fix with The Perfect Wife, based on a bizarre real-life kidnapping. And don't miss Cult Massacre, the definitive documentary on the 1978 Jonestown Massacre. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to Hulu and catch all this and so much more.
There's good news for folks who want to swim in Chicago city pools.
Chicago does not have a lifeguard shortage, according to Park District Superintendent Rosa Escareno.
I am just so happy that we are beyond the pandemic hiring issues that we had.
All pools and beaches in Chicago will be open on Monday for the first time since before the COVID-19 pandemic. The superintendent said this summer is different because of a ramped up recruiting campaign and the launching of a new lifeguard explorers program for teens.
We would pay them over $400 to learn to swim or brush up on their skills, getting them ready to be lifeguards.
More than 200 hires came out of that initiative. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
New laptops equipped with Microsoft Windows will be shipped to customers starting next week, but they won't have a feature called Recall, which has drawn concerns about privacy and cybersecurity. Recall works by periodically taking snapshots of the computer screen. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather. meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the low 70s. Tomorrow night, cloudy, then some storms possible early Sunday. Some sun for Sunday afternoon, heating up and more humid, high mid-80s. Right now, it's 58.
I'm Radio Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over four different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year. And what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
There's a light, a certain kind of light that never shone on me. I want my life to be to live with you, live with you. There's a way. Everybody say to do each and every little thing, but what does it bring if I ain't got you, ain't got hey, baby.
You don't know what it's like, baby. You don't know what it's like to love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you.
In my parade, I see your face again. I know my friend back. You ain't got to be so flat. And I'm glad, so, so, so glad I'm a man. Can't you see what I am?
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
We must start. be lost and searching. Now I find that I can choose. I'm free. Oh, yeah. So funny, I just have to laugh. All my eyes troubled.
Yeah. RJN.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What they say when we're together, and watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground, and then you say, I think we're alone now. It doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The beating of our hearts is the only sound. Look at the way we gotta hide what we're doing, 'cause what would they say if they ever knew? And so we're running just as fast as we can,
we'll be right back.
sun comes up around her, she can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see.
You're masquerading, and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The Supreme Court has overturned a ban on devices that turn a semi-automatic weapon into a rapid-firing gun. CBS's Jan Crawford has that.
Trump's executive action reversed Obama administration policy, which said it was up to Congress to ban bump stocks. In a 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court said Trump got it wrong and that bump stocks don't fit under a 1934 law regulating machine guns. Writing for the majority, Justice Clarence Thomas detailed how the ATF on more than 10 separate occasions and over several administrations concluded